On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
We have a special today because it's almost tax time. It is tax time. It's almost deadline time. So I have gathered, three different experts to help you reduce your taxes and give you some tax tips. Tax tips especially nice with rice. All right, they're going to join us in rapid succession. I hope this helps you somewhat. This is not my normal show. This is just an extra show on top of the usual show. So don't be fooled by this, okay? Here we go.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm fine, Ron. How are you?
Not so bad so far. Sarah Holden is the senior director of the Investment Company Institute. And if you know that there's a tax deadline coming up, it varies from state to state depending on your holidays. But it's not far away. And a lot of people are getting nervous about it and trying to figure out their ways to reduce their tax bill this year. Are there ways to do that?
Yeah, so tax time is the perfect time to either open an IRA or contribute to an existing IRA and join the, 44 million U.S. households that have already accumulated $9 trillion in these accounts. And so what you want to think about is you can actually, until tax day, make a contribution that will count as last year's contribution.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Okay. So how do I go about doing that? If I don't have an IRA, let's say, and I want to do that really fast, where do I go to do that?
So you can open an IRA either directly online with a mutual fund company or a discount broker, or you could go visit a financial advisor. So you can find a financial services firm that will help you open the IRA. And then you need to decide and figure out what kind of IRA you could open. And your choices are a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA.
Who's this guy Roth?
He was a senator, so the IRA is named after him. And with a traditional IRA, I could make an after-tax contribution, and I may be eligible to make a deductible contribution, and that would reduce my tax bill for last year. With the Roth IRA, it is an after-tax contribution that goes in, so it would not affect my tax bill for last year, but it will give me a great opportunity to take advantage of buildup inside the IRA without taxes, and then when I take the money out of the Roth IRA, I take it out without paying taxes as well, because I've already paid the taxes before as it went in.
So that's the difference between tax-deferred and tax-free.
Yeah, so they're actually, if your tax rate is the same when you put in as when you take out, Roth and traditional are equivalent. So the question is, what is your tax rate? What do you think your tax rate is going to be now versus in retirement? The other thing to think about is how you're going to use the money in retirement. With a traditional, you get the tax break now, you get the inside buildup, but when you take the money out, you do owe taxes on it. So you might want to be taking smooth payments from a traditional, whereas with the Roth, you could take a lumpy or a bigger payment out and it wouldn't impact your taxes in retirement.
All right. Yeah, see, I need someone to tell me this to my face continually before I understand it. Now, what if I have a job, let's say, and I have a 401k, which sounds like a road race, and am I good with the 401k, or do you do an IRA also?
So the 401k is typically the first and best place to save for retirement because often there's an employer contribution that you can get in addition to your contribution. So you want to be sure you take full advantage of that. But then you may need to save more in addition to that, and that's where the IRA comes in. Or if you have a spouse, you could set up an IRA for that spouse.
Okay. Now, do I have to put like huge amounts of money in there?
So you can, to take advantage of last year's contribution, you'll probably do it all at once. So if you're younger than 50, the limit's $5,500. If you're 50 or older, it's $6,500. But going forward, you could actually set up to have ongoing contributions made into the IRA over time from your bank account. Just have an automatic contribution go on.
Okay. So I need to find a place to do this if I don't do it online. But see, with me, I need things explained to me as I'm doing them again. So it's probably good to go to an investment place or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, so you can call, there's phone call lines that you could call financial services companies. A phone rep would be able to help you explain it all. Mm-hmm. If you need more help than that, then you would go to an advisor, and they would be able to tell you a little more personally to you how it fits into your plan. So once you've chosen where you're going to open the IRA and you get that help, your next step is deciding how to invest the money. And again, here you have a whole range of choices depending on how you feel about risk and return and whether you're more do-it-yourself, or you'd like the investment professional to help you, or you'd like something like a target date fund. And with a target date fund, you simply pick what year you're going to be retiring in. You choose the fund that has the date close to that year, and the fund is diversified, invests in stocks and bonds, and it rebalances over time for you as you approach your retirement date and the fund approaches their target date.
Oh, so we're calling it a retirement fund, actually, then.
Yeah, it's a particular, it's one type of investment. It's called a target date fund. And it's, if you're young, it's more into equities and growth. As you age and the fund approaches and passes that target date, it's rebalancing automatically to become more focused on income as you're going to be entering retirement and focusing more on income.
All right. So, So it helps to find a little extra cash to be able to do this.
Yes, but you're doing yourself a favor in that you will be putting, taking advantage of a wonderful tax-advantaged vehicle that can help you build a nest egg for yourself in your golden years.
Which is kind of what you have to do, because a lot of people get stuck and then they go, oh my goodness, I'm close to retirement, and now what do I do? And I guess, you know, there is always something to do, but not as effective as if you started when you were younger, right?
Right. So the sooner you put in, the more time you have for that contribution to compound. But it's never too late to put something in.
Okay. All right, Sarah. Where do I get more information?
Well, there's a lot of information on the IRS website with all the rules surrounding IRAs. But also, if you go to ICI.org/IRA, we have a page that shows what other IRA investors have done and have some FAQs on IRAs themselves.
Okay. So the interesting information here with tax time is that you can still do this now up until the deadline and have it count as last year's stuff. So that's pretty interesting.
Yes, so you still have the ability to have an impact on your last year's tax bill and also to do something good for your future, invest in an IRA.
Sounds fine. Well, thank you so much for the information. I appreciate it.
Ron, thanks so much for having me.
You take care now. Bye-bye.
You too.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Hi, Ron.
How you doing today?
Good, good.
Mark Culler is a... Yes? You're doing well, I assume?
Yes, sir. I am ready to roll. Aren't you excited to talk about taxes?
Not as excited as I am about not doing them, but I'm going to do them because I have to. Mark Culler is a CPA and senior tax advisor for TaxSlayer. And unfortunately, we're talking about something that most people don't want to talk about, but... You know, if you know what you're doing and you can take advantage of the good things, then maybe it's not so bad. And this is something we all have to do. So let's be positive about this. It's not such a bad thing. It all starts with the W-2 form. We get those things in, and then we can start rolling usually.
Yeah, absolutely. And you should think of this like you're going out shopping looking for deals. If you go in for the with the glass half full, you can be excited and positive to look for maybe some tax savings. Okay. So, just start gathering your ducks.
All right, I will gather my are my ducks deductible? Okay, fine. All right.
Yeah, get your ducks in a row.
Right. A little known fact, you can deduct your ducks. Okay. All right. Let's talk about this. So what are some of those little known overlooked tax deductions?
Well, you bet. This is a great time of year to, and it's also a good reminder to, like, make some good financial decisions. This might be the time to contribute to an IRA right before the 17th this year. We should make that note. This year, the filing deadline is on a Tuesday, the 17th, due to a holiday and a weekend. But this is a good reminder to say, you know what, maybe we should put a little money in savings and contribute to an IRA or maybe even an HSA, a health savings account, if you have the right type of health insurance plan.
Oh.
So those are going to be deductions right off the top on your 1040, and they help us kind of stay on track with our wealth building.
You know, there's two kinds of people in the world. There are the people who pay taxes and the people who get refunds, and I think that's the only split we have as far as humanity is concerned. I haven't seen a refund in 20 years, but I'm self-employed, so that's a problem. But usually, what are the percentages of people that get money back, actually?
Well, it's actually pretty interesting. The average refund can be from maybe $500 to $3,000. I'd probably say half of Americans at least get some sort of refund.
Uh-huh.
And it was interesting, TaxSlayer just recently did a survey this year to find out what people are doing with the refunds, and I was actually pretty surprised. That might be of interest to you as well, Ron.
What is it?
I think it was actually a nice layout of what people are doing. Around 20% of folks are taking the money and treating themselves to something. You know, maybe it's time to get that TV or go on a trip or put it towards a summer vacation. But 80% of folks are putting it in savings and paying off credit cards. So that refund can really, if well balanced, find a good reason to spend the bulk of it and then have a little fun maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it's like divesting any kind of money, put a little here, a little there, pay that a little bit off, have a good time a little bit here, and that kind of thing, which is, I guess, good for the economy. I guess that was the idea behind the tax. I don't want to get into the tax cut thing, but I guess that was the idea behind it. Please not suck it.
Yeah, but Ron, it's important you bring that up because a lot of people think, oh, the new tax legislation is going to impact my tax return.
Mm.
It's not. So don't worry about that as well. Think April 17th. Don't procrastinate. Get your software going. So many Americans now prepare their own taxes, and that's a great idea. That's why I like TaxSlayer. Of course, I work for them, but their fees are affordable, and you can get in there. And don't stress about the new tax law. It's not going to impact your return at all. So it's business as usual.
You know, here's the thing. I believe in having people prepare your taxes. I do. I don't believe in, unless you're working at McDonald's and that's all you do. Other than that, I believe that the only way to find out what is really happening on an up-to-the-minute situation is to have a professional pay the, you know, do the thing for you. It does cost a little bit of money, sometimes a lot, sometimes a little. But the amount that you can save by having a professional do it, I really do believe in that. I really do.
Well, I think, Ron, you probably feel that way because you're a small business owner.
Yes.
And that's very common. And you know, it's almost like you said, there's two worlds out there, those that pay and those that get a refund. There's only two worlds out there, you know, those that have a W-2 and a very simple return,
right,
and those that are small business owners.
That's fine.
And I think you're probably right on. You know, there's a lot of people that are, I need a professional, my life is complex, great. But for many of those maybe listening this morning, they're thinking, hey, I got a W-2, I give some money to my church, I got a kid or this, or, you know, they can plug it in very easily. And so there is that aspect. But you know what's interesting, Ron? More people are getting a little side income going and dipping their toes into small business too.
Yes. When you dip, you got to know what you're doing. You can't just take your shoes off and go in there. All right. That's a horrible analogy. Where do we get more information about some good ideas? Because, you know, just to check it out, because we should all be, the more knowledge you have, the better off you are in every category of life. So where do we go?
Yeah. You bet. For folks that just have this last couple weeks to get it done, you've got a simple situation and you want to not procrastinate, which I highly recommend, get over to TaxSlayer.com, and it's one of the fastest growing online software programs where it's half as much as your competitors. I love it. It's simple. It's easy. And it'll take away a lot of that stress so you don't ruin your weekend on the 15th. Get into it tonight. Get on it.
Are there TaxSlayer people that you can talk to if you have questions about what you're doing when you're filling the forms out? Okay. Because that's what I'm talking about, where you need that support of someone to help you out with it. And if you do, that's available through this as well.
Yeah, they have a premium package.
Okay.
Where people want to have that online chat or the phone call.
All right, good.
And then you can ask a quick question about any of these write-offs.
Okay,
it's really helpful.
Very good. Hey, pleasure speaking to you today, Mark, and happy taxes to you.
Yeah, Ron, thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good morning.
Hi, Melissa. Melissa Ridolfi joins us. Hello. She's the Vice President, Retirement and College Leadership with Fidelity Investments. We've talked to Fidelity before. And we're talking about, I understand that we should do our taxes. I'm saying that sarcastically because I think everybody knows that. And we're looking at ways to reduce the impact of this tax thing. I guess you have a tip that that some people aren't familiar with.
Sure. When we were talking about taxes and the tax deadline, you can also think about contributing to your IRA.
There you go.
That deadline is also April 17th.
Okay, so we can actually do this in 2018 until the tax deadline, even though we're reporting 2017.
That's correct.
So it's like an extension almost.
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 But unlike taxes, there is no extension beyond the 17th.
Okay. All right. Okay. So some people have 401ks through their work. Are they still eligible to get further deduction?
They are. They are. That's a misconception that's out there. You can, and in fact, you should invest in both a 401k and an IRA. As a rule of thumb, Fidelity recommends contributing to your 401k first, and you should do that up to the company match. If you don't do that, that's like leaving free money on the table. And then once you max out your 401k, then you can contribute to your IRA.
All right. Now let's go back to the other kind of IRAs if someone doesn't have a 401k, and that's a Roth and a traditional, and I have no idea what I just said.
That's right, and that's a challenging question for people on which one they should invest in.
Mm-hmm.
There are really two things you should consider: your income level and your tax rate.
Uh-huh.
Both types of IRAs offer tax advantages, and they both have the same contribution limit, which for 2017, that's $5,500.
Okay, so what's the difference between the two?
So we see a lot of people investing in a Roth IRA.
Yeah.
The Roth IRA, the main benefit is it has a potential for tax-free growth and tax-free withdrawals, but it does have income limit thresholds. And the traditional IRA, contributions can reduce or could reduce your taxable income, and those earnings grow tax-deferred, and you pay on those earnings when they're withdrawn. You pay taxes on those earnings when they're withdrawn.
Okay. Now, making believe that I understood what you just said, it probably would be a good idea for a layperson to call someone like Fidelity and say, like, can you help me along with this and opening something up? But see, what I think is happening is that a lot of people who don't do this are intimidated by going to making this phone call at all. And what I've learned is that it doesn't cost you anything to make a phone call. You're just asking questions and you're seeking some help. But if people are intimidated about calling an investment firm, quote unquote.
That's right. And each situation is different. So you can talk to an advisor. We also have tools available online. So if you wanted to do some research yourself, you could go online and see which IRA is best for you.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the way to do it. Because it depends on what you're acclimated to do. If you're a phone call person, you make a phone call. If you're an online person, you get
online.
That's
right.
You gotta please everybody these days.
You do.
You really do. Okay. So that's the way to make all of this easier. How do we know the impact of actually making these IRA investments on the taxes that we're preparing now? How do we know that even makes a dent?
So when you're doing, well, one, your tax preparer would definitely be able to help you with mm-hmm, that. Mm-hmm. But if you do contribute to your traditional IRA when you're going through your taxes, depending on your income limits, you'll be able to, you'll know if you're eligible for a deduction.
All right. So what you said earlier was kind of important, that if you don't co-contribute to your 401k, then it's like throwing money away because your employer would match it, but if you don't, then it's nothing. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. And Fidelity suggests that you aim to save about 15% of your income annually. Now, if say your company gives you a 3% match and you contribute up to that 3%, then that's 6%. So you're well on your way to saving for your retirement.
Okay. Which is, and the earlier you do it, the better off you are. But at the same time, I know you would say it's really never too late.
It's never too late. Invest as much as you can and save regularly. That's really the big thing.
So getting one of those piggy bank things, those plastic pig things that you put the coins in, that's not going to do it for retirement necessarily.
It will not.
It will not. Okay. That's the message. Where do we get more information today?
You can get more information on fidelity.com/IRA. Fidelity has a variety of tools and educational materials to help investors save for retirement. It's really a great place with a lot of information.
Wonderful. Thanks for the conversation today.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you have it. I don't know if this helped you or not. I'm really not sure. But those are some tax experts. So go forth and multiply and divide and figure it out.